Praise the Lord. Message number 281. The title of the message, The Church in a Spiritual Battle. Let's open our Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter 12. And let's read the whole chapter from verse 1 to verse 17. A great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his heads. Still, swept a third of the star out of the sky and plunged them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1260 days. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accused them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumph over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the 2 wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the wilderness, where she would be taken care of for a time, times and a half time, out of a serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spew water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the race of her offspring, those who keep God's commandments and hold fast their testimony about Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day you give us. We magnify you. We adore you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that you anoint my lips and make the message clear. Put the verses and statement to expound the message to your church and to your people. I pray, O God, that your message will bring revival, repentance, healing, help, support, wholeness, hope, and peace in the heart of your people to understand your will, to have wisdom, and commitment, O God, unto you to continue to serve you and live their life unto you. God, O Lord, the purpose of sending this message, I pray, it shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people, and you will be the one to reap the harvest and what was your desire of sending this word to your church. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You need to understand one thing, that the spiritual battle of the church against Satan is something real and something that is serious, and you need to be aware about it. The scripture in Revelation 12, it was a revelation of God to Apostle John who wrote it, and today is very practical message for us as a church. There are two figures had been outlined very clearly, the woman in one side and the dragon in the other side. The dragon, we know that, even defined here, the serpent, the ancient serpent, the devil, Satan, the accuser of the brethren, the liar, the murderer. And the other figure is the woman. Who is the woman? The woman, you know, according to verse 5, says she gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nation with an iron scepter. That is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the woman could be Mary. And Jesus, her son, is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords over all the nation. He died on the cross for our sin. He was buried. And then he rise from the dead, ascended to heaven. And now he is at the right hand of God the Father. And that's when verse 5 we read, and her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. Also, the woman can be the woman in Genesis 3. You know, when a woman fall into sin, the Lord put curse on serpent, on the serpent, on the devil. In Genesis 3:14, so the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. And not only that, but the Lord added the following as a curse on the serpent. In verse 15, he says, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. You know, here the Lord promised, you know, between the woman and her offspring, and between the serpent and her offspring, he promised enmity. You know, the Lord said that he will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. And we know that the one who crushed the head of devil, the serpent, is our Lord on the cross when he died for our sin. And Genesis 3:15 is the, we can say, is the first message, the message of hope. The gospel was recorded in the Bible that there will be someone will crush the head of Satan, will come from the woman. We know that finally Jesus was born in the flesh from Mary. She was getting pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and as she died on the cross, he crushed the head of Satan. What we want to emphasize here from book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, there's enmity between us, the follower of Christ, and between devil and demons, there's between both of us enmity. We cannot live at peace or compromise. We cannot agree with one another. We cannot make, you know, some peace. It's a war, enmity. Continue on and you cannot avoid it as you decide to follow Christ. We will go through the message, then you will understand that the church today is really in a spiritual battle. You know, also the woman in the book of Revelation chapter 12, it could be as a woman who gives birth to children. It could be the woman who give, any woman who give birth to her children, and any parents who raise up a godly children. You know, in verse 4, what we have read, the dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that he might devour her child the moment he was born. Every newborn child is every new baby or newborn, he is a candidate to be attacked by the devil, because as we have read that the dragon was standing in rage at the woman standing in front of her while she's giving birth. He want to eat the child. So every parents, every godly parents who want to raise up their children in the fear of the Lord, they will find the devil is fighting against him. You know, and one more things we can speak about the woman in Revelation 12. It can be the church. We know that the scriptures speak figuratively that the church is the wife of Jesus, who is the husband. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 to verse 27, speak, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he may present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And also, let's read the book of Revelation, chapter 19, about this figure of the church being the bride of Jesus, and Jesus is the bridegroom. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true saying of God. So here there is, between the church and the Lord, is a marriage. Is a marriage. The wedding will be in heaven. The wedding supper of the Lamb, when the Lord will come. And the church will be catched in the air. This will be the rapture. We'll meet the Lord, and we'll be there. A celebration, a joyful celebration, a wedding, the wedding supper of the Lamb. The church of God, composed of the saints, of the righteous deeds, is the bride of Jesus, who is adorned with a spiritual gift and bestowed with honor and authority. The church of the Lord is, we are the church adorned with spiritual gifts, beautified, and upon us honor and authority. You know, when we have read in book of Revelation chapter 12, it say, you know, about the woman clothed with the sun, clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. That's the authority of the church. And a crown of 12 stars on her head. That's the honor and the authority. That will be that all these spiritual gifts, the honor, the authority, will be used by the church, will be used by us to nurture the new disciple and to raise them in a godly way, to raise up our children in a godly way. These are the spiritual gift that God given to the church. The purpose of them is to fight also the good fight against the devil and his army, his angel, and his power. Devil and his angel, and they are the demon, has power. And you must not underestimate the power of Satan. You cannot avoid the battle, because it is on the earth, as the scripture tell us, and we will respond in the latter part of the message. So we are engaged in it, whether you like it or no. You must understand that you should not underestimate the power of Satan. Satan is has power, he is mighty, but our Lord is almighty. The battle had been, the war had been won by our Lord, but still there are battles going on. The head of the serpent is Christ, but the tail is still moving. You know, you say here, verse 3, then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. That head was crushed. But in verse 4 it says, it still swept a third of the stars out of the sky and plunged them to the earth. So here, he displayed power. He's powerful. Witchcraft, wickedness, manipulation, corruption, all this work of the devil. Devil promotes all these things. You cannot avoid the conflict between you and Satan. Once you want to follow God, once you want to follow Christ, then devil is there to fight against you. Once you receive Christ as your Savior and Lord, and you want Christ to be your Lord over your life, you need to arm yourself and understand that you are in a spiritual warfare, and you need to move and go in the direction that God had prepared for you to move. As the woman in the book of Revelation chapter 12 moved in that direction, we can read in verse 6, the woman fled into the wilderness to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care for 1260 days. The woman, the church, the worker, the disciple, the apostle, where they fled? They fled toward the wilderness, away from worldliness. And that's the place that God had prepared for us, for you, and for me to take care of us. You must understand that friends, trips, journeys, parties, feasts, and festivals are the places that you are exposed to devil and his work. Living in the wilderness is to live away from friends, trips, journeys, parties, feasts, restaurants, celebrations, worldly things, love of food, love of money. All these are worldliness and make you exposed to the work of devil. But moving away from all these things toward wilderness, a desert, that will be the correct atmosphere that you need to move on, so that you will find God's protection and care, and you will be nourished by him. The battle is real. The church, even now, I preach and speak this message. The battle is going on. The Lord allowed Apostle John to see the battle, and he wrote in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, as we have read, then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back, fighting, furious, serious, real battle going on. But he was not strong enough. He lose the battle. He lose the war. And they lost their place in heaven. And that what is written in the book of Revelation is for us even today, to help us to believe that there is a spiritual warfare and we are getting involved in. You know, one more thing that we need to understand. In verse 9, you see the great dragon was held down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angel with him. So where's the devil now? He's on earth. The place that we live, the place that you live and I live and the church was placed in is on the earth. So the earth is the battleground. Therefore, you need to accept that there's a battle and war going on around you, and you accept the situation, get involved in it in order for you to move, to work out your salvation. You need to fight the good fight against the devil so that your salvation will be worked out. The Lord did his part, but you need the church. I need to do my part in my fighting against the work of darkness. Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Our part to resist the devil, and that comes only when we submit fully ourselves to God, then we can resist, then he will flee. So there is an interaction. There is an action that we need to be taken by us. A decision will determine the action. Whether we want to follow Christ, then we need to take that action to resist, to oppose, because devil will oppose, devil will block, but we need to resist him. We need to fight against him. In verse 10 we read, say that now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been heard down. So here, you know, we praise God for the salvation of Jesus. That is his grace that he gave to us when Christ died on the cross. When he died on the cross, he crushed the head of the serpent. We receive salvation. We receive authority from him to live a victorious life, but we need to fight a good fight against devil who held down to the earth. So one side there's salvation, and in the other side still going spiritual battle and warfare against the enemy. The devil, the one who keep accusing us and causing us troubles before God, he is living around us, with us, attacking us every now and then, try to pull us, try to trap us, try to make us fall. Therefore, we need to be very careful of him. And the Bible teaches us how to overcome him. In verse 11, we read, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their life so much as to shrink to death. Or they did not love their life to death. How we can overcome? By the blood of Jesus. Without the blood of Jesus, there is no salvation. Jesus is the grace of God to us to be saved. That's why we need to cling on Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. He is our anchor. He is the anchor of our salvation. Second, by the word of their testimony, we should have our own testimony. Your life testimony is very important. Your repentance, the way you live your new life in Christ, your stewardship, and how you manage your resources, and how you serve God, and how you show your love to others are all important facts that clearly show that about your testimony. The way you raise up your children, the way you raise up your disciples, the way that you you influence others to bring them towards Christ is your life testimony. So here, your testimony is a very important things, because your testimony, when they will mention your name, oh, everyone say this man is, this woman is having a wonderful, wonderful testimony, how she is living her life, how she overcome all her troubles, how she is not giving way to worldliness, how she is a good steward, how she is a prayerful, how she have faith, how he has trust that God will deliver him. Your testimony either would glorify Christ or promote the evil work of the devil. So it is in your hand. The way you live your life and your testimony will determine clearly the outcome of the battle between you and the devil. Of course, if you are living for God, you will have a testimony. Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. They did not live their lives to death. When you deny yourself and hate yourself, then you are not allowing yourself to live in a way that will bring death and destruction into your life. Worldliness, selfish ambition, the love of pleasures, love of money, the lust of the eyes, and the boasting are all the highway to death. You need to humble down, live holy life and simple life. Don't love the world and move away from worldliness and toward wilderness to be saved. Twice mentioned that the woman flee and fly toward wilderness to be in a safe place that God has prepared for us. In verse 12, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them, but woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury because he knows that his time is short. You know, the star of life on earth can't be at peace at all because the devil is on earth. Certain time we will have peace, but it is temporarily. There will be always trials. I'm not speaking about the peace in our heart and life. That will be there because this is the Holy Spirit. This is the promise of Jesus. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world give. So we have peace in our heart. But life and trials and problems and attack of devil will continue because he's on earth. And you say here that he is filled with fury. He is filled with not love or kindness. He is filled with fury. He is very angry. In the first century, John wrote this letter. And he mentioned that the devil was fury. He was so angry because he knows that the time is short. Now, how much more now? Now the time is shorter. If Satan at the time that the book of Revelation was written was furious because the time is short, then how much furious now because the time is shorter? You know, in verse 13 it say when the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. So even if you want to be away, devil will pursue you. He will pursue you and he will also persecute you. The devil from that time and now is worse. Continue to pursue the woman who had given birth to the male child. Continue to pursue the church who is making you disciple. Continue to pursue and persecute the parents who are raising up godly children. The devil pursue and persecute the woman, the church, the parent, and me and you who are determined to follow God and obey Him, raising our children and disciples according to His will in the fear of the Lord. In verse 14, we can read the following. The woman was given two wings of great eagle. The Lord always provides supernatural things to us in order to protect us and would help us to flee and fly in the direction toward the place that God has prepared for us to be taken care, to be away out of the serpent reach. Miracles and wonders. When God would do, always serve one purpose. Listen to me. Miracles and wonder when God will do, always serve one purpose, and that purpose is to flee and fly in the direction of the wilderness that God had prepared for His church. You know, when the church involved in worldliness, they are in a dangerous situation. When the church involved in feasting and parties and partying is in a serious situation, and we need to be careful. The church is in battle. When the church is worldly, then devil is prevailing. When the church is toward wilderness, then the church is prevailing and winning. When Moses was lifting his hand, Joshua was winning. When Moses downed his hand from prayer, Joshua was regressing back. The devil would not give up. You know, even the woman had been given wings of great eagle to fly toward wilderness. In verse 15, then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. The river of water that comes out from the mouth of the devil, in King James say a flood. So there's a water, there's a flood, there's a river, there's, you know, there's water in the wilderness, water in the desert. Somebody in the desert, you are in the desert, you are in the wilderness, and there is no water. When the water will come, it looks like that something good had been given to you. It looks like a blessing. And that's exactly what devil is doing on a certain occasion, that he may give you something, or he will give something, or do certain miracles in order to deceive you. Therefore, you need to be alert. If you are in a desert and you see water, that could be from Satan in order to deceive you. You need to accept certain facts. Not everything is from God. And not every material thing is a blessing. And put in your mind, Satan can do various miracles and can give you various things, but he cannot, in order to deceive you. Satan can do various things and can do various miracles in order to deceive you, but Satan, he cannot give you salvation and he cannot raise you from the dead. You see here, the flood, the river, was given for what? It looked like something good, but the purpose of it is to sweep. Therefore, to sweep the woman, to swallow her. Therefore, certain things are from the devil and are harmful. Devil will send to you these things in order to sweep you. Therefore, as you discern the harmful effects of these things, the worldly things from the devil, then you need to reject them. And God will help you and will take away these things from you. In verse 16, we can read what had happened. He said, but the earth helped the woman. How the earth helped the woman? By opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon has spewed out of his mouth. You know, God will make a way for you not to be swept by the devil. And God will make a way, will remove the thing the devil will offer. You need to understand that, and you have to put in your mind certain things. When God is removing it from you, He is blessing you. That here now, when He allowed the earth to open its mouth and to swallow the river, that is the blessing of God. When He removed the river, when He removed that man, when He removed that woman, when He removed that job, when He has removed that contact, when He have taken away that car, that was the blessing of God in your life. When God takes certain things from you, He is blessing you by removing that. It is not a blessing had been taken away, but a blessing had been given to you when that particular things had been taken away from you. Say amen for that. You need to accept it. You need to say amen for that, because certain things really are harmful. Praise the Lord that He take it. Praise the Lord that He take her. Praise the Lord that He took him from you. And the battle will continue. In verse 17, then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast their testimony about Jesus. You know, when the devil will know that he cannot penetrate you and he cannot do anything with you to pull you in his net, then he will leave you and he will go continue the battle against your disciple, against your discipline, against your children, against those offspring that you are teaching and disciplining. Who are the race? Who are the remnant that he will fight against? Devil will not fight against those who are not committed to God. Devil will not fight against those Christians who are in sin. Devil will not fight against those Christians who accept his offers. Devil will not fight against those whom their life testimony glorify him. He will not fight. He will even keep them in false peace, so that they will be living in deception. Many people, they say, when I start to follow Christ, when I stop sinning, the problem will had come, because that's where the, when you move away from devil, he will fight. And how he will fight? He will create the troubles to you. He want to put you back. He want to make you afraid that you should not come out from my hand. You continue to sin, then you will not have a problem. But when you follow God, I will make you a problem. Because the Bible say, he pursued the woman. He persecuted the woman. And now he is waging war against the rest, the remnant of her offspring. And we are the remnant. We are the rest of her offspring that we want to keep the God's command. And we are holding to the testimony of Jesus. Okay? Come to the Lord. Be strengthened. I pray that the message had given you understanding and wisdom, and you are aware that You need to live up to the situation that God had placed us in a spiritual warfare. Christ has won the battle. The head of Satan was Christ. He lost his position in heaven. Now he's on earth. Salvation of God is there with us. And the devil also, who is accusing, who is fighting, is also around. And we need to accept God's provision, the blood of Jesus. And we work it out that our life testimony will be glorifying Christ. And we should not love our life to bring it. We should not love ourselves. We need to deny ourselves, hate ourselves, to move away from death. And God, as we determine to follow Him, God will give us wings to move to the place that He prepared for us, to protect us, moving away from worldly things that will give chance to devil to hurt us and to harm us. And also, we should be discerning and willing to determine to not accept anything, even look good, from devil, because we know that his aim is to sweep us and to destroy us. And we continue. And if you get delivered from him, you help those. We need to help those. The church of God, we and all of us, we need to help those who are still in battle, those who are still struggling against the devil. Those who want to follow the commands of God, those who want to keep the God's commandment and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Their life, they want to follow Christ wholeheartedly. We need to help them. Say to God and pray to him, Lord, I thank you. Oh God, I thank you, Lord, for your word that you give to me. Lord, I ask for forgiveness, being worldly, having friends, loving worldly things, pleasures and money and material things. Lord, forgive me, oh God. Lord, I commit my life today to serve you, Lord. Lord, cleanse me and build me up according to your will. Tell him, Lord, take away from me whatever things of devil that brings destruction into my life. Lord, I pray, whatever things that even I am deceived, tell him, Lord, even I am not aware of, and I think they are good things, if that is not from you, Lord, I am willing, Lord, take them away, O God, because in this way I understand that you are blessing me, O God, Lord. Lord, help me, O God. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Sustain me with your grace and provide all my needs. O God, I pray for each and every one, O God, who commit his life to serve you, to fight the good fight, who are in the spiritual battle. Deliver them, O God. Deliver us from the evil one. Devil, accuser of the brethren, spirit of deception, spirit of lies, spirit of murder, spirit of witchcraft, spirit of corruption, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Lord God, fill your church with the Holy Spirit. Those who have committed their lives to follow you, Lord, to follow you, you help them, O God, you guide them. You strengthen them with your grace and your mercy. O God, you guide us and you be with us. O Lord, whatever the purpose of sending this message, shall your purpose prevail in the life of your church and your people. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we'll not feel pain. Oh God, take this message and make it reach those who are in need of it to hear it, and those who are waiting for your word. I pray, oh God, for fruits. I pray, oh God, for workers to raise up to serve you, to fight the good fight, to stand firm, a disciple, children who are holding the testimony of Jesus and obeying God's command. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, Amen and Amen.